Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for October 22nd, 2023 is based on Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, and Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our sermon series, Abundance and Generosity, and is entitled, Release.
A reading from Deuteronomy. Every seventh year you shall grant a remission of debts, and this is the manner of the remission. Every creditor shall remit the claim that is held against a neighbor, not exacting it of a neighbor who is a member of the community, because the Lord's remission has been proclaimed. Of a foreigner, you may exact it, but you must remit your claim on whatever any member of your community owes you. There will, however, be no one in need among you, because the Lord is sure to bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you as a possession to occupy. If only you will obey the Lord your God by diligently observing this entire commandment that I command you today. When the Lord your God has blessed you, as he promised you, you will lend to many nations, but you will not borrow. You will rule over many nations, but they will not rule over you. If there is among you anyone in need, a member of your community in any of your towns within the land that the Lord your God has given you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your needy neighbor. You should rather open your hand, willingly lending enough to meet the need, whatever it may be. Be careful that you do not entertain a mean thought, thinking, the seventh year, the year of remission, is near, and therefore view your needy neighbor with hostility and give nothing. Your neighbor might cry to the Lord against you, and you would incur guilt. Give liberally and be ungrudging when you do so, for on this account, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in all that you undertake. Since there will never cease to be some in need on the earth, I therefore command you, open your hand to the poor and needy neighbor in your land. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
A reading from Matthew. Then someone came to him and said, Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? And he said to him, Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? And Jesus said, You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. Also, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, I have kept all these. What do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions, and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. When the young man heard this word, he went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus, who on the cross released us from all eternal burdens. Amen. Now, I promised I would start my sermon over these weeks of the series the same way, so here we go. Even though we are in stewardship season, and the series devotional that we are using is entitled Our Money Story, my sermon is not going to be focused on giving to the church. So while the devotions you are using at home may talk about money and the power it has over us, I encourage you to expand your thinking beyond just the power of wealth to the power that scarcity has over our sense of abundance. That will be our focus over these next few weeks. How does God's abundance have the final power over our mentality of scarcity? Last week we looked at the abundant nature of God and how God continues to provide no matter the situation. We heard the story of how God fed the Hebrew people in the wilderness even after they accused God of forgetting about them. We also heard how Jesus invited Judas to the Last Supper, even though Judas was about to betray Jesus. It is God's nature to provide abundantly, even when we don't deserve it or we're too preoccupied with ourselves to notice it. The opposite of an abundance mindset is a scarcity mindset. And the people from our stories last week, and the people in our stories this week, and even each of us can often fall prey to a scarcity mindset. And with that scarcity mindset often comes the feelings of guilt and shame. By show of hands, if you're brave enough, how many of us have experienced a moment of guilt or shame around some kind of money issue? My guess is that these moments transcend time and culture and location. They appear just about anywhere, even in the church. Those forces of guilt and shame around money, which is essentially just a symbol of power, can be deflating and debilitating. When we are able to release the power that is hanging over us, we become liberated and free to live abundantly once again. God realized that we have a tendency to let things control us. And so God and God's infinite wisdom gave us reminders along the way. The first is the day of Sabbath. God worked for a period of time creating and then took a day of rest, just to be, not to do anything. We too are encouraged by God to take a day of Sabbath, a day where nothing has control over us, no demands are made of us, and we are able to just be. But if you're anything like me, it's rare that we ever get to actually take that opportunity to take a day of Sabbath rest. And in our reading from Deuteronomy, God sets up the year of Jubilee that we read about. It was a time when humanity kind of pressed reset and recalibrated ourselves. Without it, God knew that humanity would continue to hold onto debt and power and guilt and shame over the heads of one another forever. But this special year was a chance to forgive debts, to set slaves free, to let farmlands rest, and to release the forces of power that kept other people down. A chance to catch our breath and start afresh. Talk about an abundance of grace and forgiveness. Doesn't Jubilee sound like an amazing thing? Have you ever experienced a moment of Jubilee in your life? A moment where some force of power that was holding you down and causing you guilt or shame was lifted from you? Maybe it was the guilt or shame that money or a lack of money placed on your life. Now, I've never shared this story out loud until today, but I got my wife's permission to share it, so I will. About 7 years ago, when I decided that I would go to seminary to become an ordained minister, it meant that I would need to quit my job and become a full-time student for 4 years. Mind you, at this point, Megan and I have 3 kids, a house, car payments, bills, and the idea of going down to 1 salary, a teacher's salary at that, was going to put a real strain on our lives when we also had to add school payments to a private school for 4 years. We knew we couldn't make ends meet the way that we were used to. We buckled down on our monthly expenses and had the budget down to the pennies but we still knew we were going to be short and needed help. Now, we felt a lot of guilt and shame around needing to ask someone for monetary help. We had been taught that growing up that there was something wrong with you or broken with you if you took a handout. We were running these unhelpful negative narratives in our head. But a moment of jubilee came for us when others shared their abundance with us. We found out that our kids qualified for a reduced fee lunch at school, which helped them to eat a nice healthy meal each and every day. We had to borrow money interest-free from our parents to help get through some lean times. And we got a campership, which is like a scholarship, to be able to take our kids to the camp that they love and have grown up in one summer, so that their lives could still feel a little normal. All methods of financial assistance that we felt a lot of guilt and shame around needing and accepting. But when we were able to release that guilt and shame, we were then able to experience joy in sharing in others' abundance, knowing that one day we could hopefully do the same for someone else. The norms of society judge us on what we possess in this lifetime. The world tries to tell us that the size of your house matters, the size of your 401k matters, the brands of clothes you wear matter, where and how you vacation matters, how much you publicly give to charity or your church matters. These are all ways that the power that we give to money and possessions continues to lie to us, saying that we are not worthy or good enough. That power feeds into our scarcity mindset and tells us that we need just a little bit more and then we'll have enough. Well, wait a minute, maybe just a little bit more than that and then we'll have enough. Or just a smidge more and then it will be enough. And God sees the way that these negative narratives work out in our lives, and God tells us to release it. Release the guilt and shame so that you can live abundantly. Now, in a couple of weeks, we're going to ask people of this congregation to consider making a pledge towards our mission work in 2024. And I know how anxiety-producing filling out those pledge cards can be, especially when times are tight and you still want to support the mission of the church. Am I giving enough? Will people know how much I give or how much I don't give? I want to support the mission of the church, but times are tough. Hear me now when I say that you have permission to release any guilt or shame you may possess around giving to the mission of this congregation. I don't care how much you give. I actually don't even know how much any of you give. But even if I did, I wouldn't care. I do hope and pray that at the end of the year, we meet our expenses so that we can continue to give and provide to people in the community. But those gifts should come from a place of abundance and gratitude, not from a place of guilt, shame, or coercion. The world tries to tell us over and over again that our worth is based on how much money or power we have. And the church should not be a place that abides by that same narrative. Jesus tells the rich man, "Go, sell everything and follow me." He's telling the rich man, stop worrying about what you must have or what you must do in order to have eternal life. The ways of the world will not get you there. Rather, Jesus says, release it. You are worthy. You are powerful. You are beloved solely because you are a child of God. Release the powers of guilt and shame that bind you, and then prepare to live abundantly. In closing, I want to go back to my original question for today. How many of us have had or currently have some guilt or shame around issues of money or power in our lives? If so, the good news comes today that God offers you jubilee, a reset. God does not judge you by your wealth or your power. God loves you unconditionally just for being who you are. As we strive to break down our scarcity mindsets, let us continue to look for the ways that we can celebrate the abundant love of God in Jubilee, and for the ways that we can share that Jubilee with others. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.